Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Study of God podcast. This is episode number 26. I am your host, Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International. This podcast is designed to give you a basic understanding of God, the Bible, and Christian beliefs. J. Dwight Pentecost, the great theologian, said, "There is no higher activity in which the mind may be engaged than the pursuit of the knowledge of God." Let's start out reading the Word of God itself. Today's passage of Scripture is Psalm 10:4, which reads, "The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts." Today's words from a theologian are from Abraham Kuyper. He said, "In the total expanse of human life, there is not a single square inch of which the Christ, who alone is sovereign, does not declare, 'That is mine.'" Beloved, our first topic for today is titled, "What characteristics of himself does God share with humans?" Part 2 from the fine book, Understanding Theology in 15 Minutes a Day by Dr. Daryl Aaron. And of course, I want to remind you to take advantage of our special offer. If you enjoy this podcast, if you're benefiting from listening to this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of this book, Understanding Theology in 15 Minutes a Day. It is available on our website for just $25. Dr. Daryl Aaron writes, "The characteristic of love. God is love, and so he acts in love." The Exodus is the great Old Testament symbol of this. Because of God's love, he redeemed his people from enslavement in Egypt. The cross is the great New Testament symbol. Because of God's love, he sent his own son to die for sinful people. What does love mean? Here is a generally accepted definition. Love always does what is best for the object of love, regardless of the cost. If you really love someone, you will desire the best for them. And to the extent that you can, you will do what is best for them, even when they may not think it is best, and even when it may require self-giving and even sacrifice. Love was what motivated God to send Jesus Christ to die for our own sin, for our sin, so that we could have what is best, God himself. He paid the highest price for our well-being. Many of us grew up singing, "Jesus loves me, this I know, because the Bible tells me so." So we can easily take God's love for granted. But we should battle against this. In fact, we should be stunned by the very thought that God loved us so much that he gave his only son to bear his wrath in our place. God rightly expects us to love and obey him because he loved us first. He wants us to channel his love to others, even to the extent of dying for them, and even when they are enemies. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue this discussion in our next podcast. Our second topic for today is titled, "Theology of the Prophetic Era," from the Moody Handbook of Theology by Dr. Paul Inns. And I want to remind you to take advantage of our special offer. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of this book, The Moody Handbook of Theology. It is available on our website for just $50. Isaiah is unusually descriptive in depicting Messiah's future kingdom blessing to Israel and the nations. The prophet refers to Messiah as the branch of the Lord. Messiah will sprout out of the Davidic line and bring blessing to the entire earth. Messiah will also be Emmanuel, God with us, in his life and ministry. It is clear from Matthew 1:23 that the prophecy finds fulfillment in the birth of Christ. Christ's presence through his words and works demonstrates God with us, for he performed the works of God and spoke the words of God. Isaiah describes him both as a child born and a son given, the former suggesting his humanity and the latter his deity. Isaiah's titles of Messiah also emphasize his deity: Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, and Eternal Father. Isaiah emphasizes that Messiah will not only bring blessing to Israel, but to the nations of the world, the despised area of Galilee known as Galilee of the Gentiles, would become glorious because of Messiah's presence. But Messiah is also destined to rule. As a descendant of the lineage of David, he will exercise governmental rule over the earth in the future kingdom. His government will be just and equitable, but his rule will be preceded by a judgment upon the nations of the world. At that time, Messiah will bless Israel and the nations, restoring all that Adam lost. The curse of death will be removed through Messiah's rule. During the kingdom, the earth will know the truth because Messiah, the teacher, will guide the people into his truth. Messiah will bring his healing to the world, a healing that will be effective on those that walk in holiness. In developing his topic of the future glory of the Lord, Isaiah shows how God will bring blessing to Israel and the nations of the world. It will be on the basis of forgiveness of sin. Hence, Isaiah deals not only with a reigning Messiah, but also with a suffering Messiah, who is the same person. Messiah will suffer a violent death as a substitute for the sins of the world. Isaiah's theology provides considerable insight into God's method of resolving the dilemma of sin in the human race. Through Messiah, sin will be atoned for and the glory of God manifest on the earth in the future millennial kingdom. Dear friends, in our next episode, we will continue looking at the theology of the prophetic era. Let's pray for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for our time together again today. Forgive us, Lord, of our sins as Christians. Crush and crucify our flesh. Help us to die daily to self and fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, help us to be humble enough so that we can learn. And we pray that you give us in your mercy wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Dear friend, before I leave you, I want to remind you that while it is important to engage in the study of God, it is far more important that you have a relationship with God. I fear that there are a lot of people who will die knowing a lot about God, but not really knowing God, and that is a tragedy. You don't want to be one of those people. So if you do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior in the free pardon of your sins, and you want to get to know him today, here is how. Accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law at some point in your life. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, dear friend, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now without Jesus Christ. If he is not your Savior, that's where you're headed, according to the Scriptures. In fact, Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states very clearly in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Yes, I know, dear friend, this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said himself in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," that includes you, because if you are still living in this world, God loves you. So for God so loved you that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever, that word whosoever means anybody at any time, that includes you, believeth in him, trusts in him, has faith in him, Jesus Christ, should not perish in a place called hell, but have everlasting life in heaven. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him in heaven. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart, your heart, that God hath raised him from the dead, thou you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Dear friend, pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you and keep you until we meet again.